most of y'all know who our guest is today, but if you don't know him, you better look him up right now. His name is Ben Higgins. Ben Higgins, I know all the girls right now, you're probably screaming, ooh, yes, he was on The Bachelor. He's been on The Bachelor twice, but also he has a story to tell. Actually, the reason he is on this podcast today is because, listen to this man's Instagram bio. Be kind, for everyone you know is fighting a hard battle, and every second we are creating our story. So obviously, Ben has a huge heart to him, and I cannot wait to hear all the advice he's going to give us today. All right. What up, fam? Welcome to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. Today, we have a really special guest, and I'm super excited. I know a lot of you know who he is. We have, are you ready for a drum roll? Ben Higgins. Welcome, Ben, to the show.
Oh, this is great. No, I'm so excited to be talking to you.
This is great. I'm so excited, too. Okay, so this is the most simple podcast ever with one question, and that is, what is the best piece of advice that you've ever been given?
You know, this is such a good question, and one that I've been thinking about a lot recently, because there's one thing in life that I've never been good at, and so I'm an only child. Mm-hmm. Grew up in Indiana. My family's got a little bit of grit to them. Not too much, but a little bit. we do have a background of agriculture. So, you know, it is a little bit of farming family.
Nice.
Getting advice is not something, and taking advice is not something that we do easily. Honestly, I was thinking back, I'm like, how many times in life have I readily accepted any type of advice from anybody that loves, cares, supports me in general? And, I think it's few and far between. So one thing I wanted to start with was thank you for bringing to light an issue that I now have that I need to figure out why I cannot take advice.
Oh, wow. That's actually, you know what? I'm actually really glad you said that, because I bet a lot of people our age or in the 20s to 30 range probably feel the same way. So thank you for bringing light to that issue.
Yeah. So I'm going to work on that. But there is a little piece of advice that I was given, and I think it's a culmination of a lot of love from my parents, a lot of love from friends and family, a lot of love from people around me. And I think because this advice was not given by a person, it was given to me through prayer. Mm. I remember this moment very distinctly. I was going through a pretty tough time, just with my dad was super sick. I was questioning my motives and my purpose. I was questioning my passions and my desires. And I was sitting at a coffee shop. I remember this, and I was praying, and it was just a really cool experience where I felt like this clarity was given to me, where this little small voice, I'll call it the Holy Spirit. Others will just call it your mind, mm-hmm. but I'll call it something special. And yeah. It was, live your life, Ben, like it could be written about in the Bible. And at the time, I was like, what does that mean? And I started to just sit there and pray through it and process it. And it was this clarity that, you know, the Bible is a group, is a story of a bunch of people pursuing the one above in the best way they know how, with failures and faults. This like little bit of advice that I think was a culmination of a lot of years of insights from my family, a lot of years of love from them, but then also culminating with this like small voice saying, okay, this is what this is all meant, gave me a purpose and a passion far beyond anything I thought I had.
Wow, that's so good. Oh my gosh. I think that it's really cool, like, that you said you got that in prayer and from the Holy Spirit, because I believe that the Lord is so good with instruction and with teaching. I always say God is my teacher. I don't know what I'm doing half the time, and so more than half the time, and so I need the Holy Spirit to give me advice. And so to hear you say that whenever you were in a coffee shop, I'm sure you were being still, you were praying, is really cool and really powerful. And also, I feel like what the Lord did in that moment for you is really opened up the door for you to receive a lot more advice, because by saying, like, if you like live like a story that's worthy of being in the Bible, then that means that, like, get to know the Bible, like get to know the people in the Bible so that you can know what those stories look like. And then not only that, but if we're living like the people in the Bible, then we're also believing like the people in the Bible. So it raises your faith to like a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. Y'all, we all grew up at camp around here. We are camp kids. We love camp, love a good camp game, camp song. All of it is so fun. Summers at camp are definitely awesome. And my kids are too young for camp, so I got to have some other things to entertain them. And KiwiCo is a great way to bring camp right to your door. Some of the fun of camp, at least. KiwiCo delivers some seriously fun learning games for kids of all ages through hands-on projects and activities. Every month, kids receive crates packed with projects and items to help them explore science, technology, and art in ways that will capture their attention no matter what their age. So I mentioned our love for camp. My mom actually was the craft director at camp all my life. And so she was always doing new crafts and teaching us crafts and led all the kids in that. And so it really is fun to get to do some crafts with the kids at home, especially with KiwiCo, because they always have an educational element to them for no matter what age your kids are. So even Honey, the little crafts that KiwiCo has sent are great because it's teaching her things that I might not necessarily think to teach her at this age, but through a fun way, it helps her. KiwiCo will help you engage your child's natural curiosity and encourage them to be an innovator and creative thinker. They'll learn new skills and new connections and build the confidence that they need to navigate through the world. We have loved watching Honey and Haven grow and learn, and thankfully, KiwiCo has made it so much fun along the journey. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com with the promo code Sadie Robb. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, audible.com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
And I think that that's super cool, especially saying, like, for a long time, if advice was something that was rare to receive or rare to give, then that right there opens the door to so much more to be willing to spoke in. And that's super cool. So, wow, I didn't even see that coming. I thought this was going to be like farming advice. And the next thing you know, you drop the Holy Spirit. I'm like, okay.
That was awesome. Twists and turns.
Twists and turns. I really want to ask you about this too, because I thought this was so good. It was your pinned tweet. Not that I was stalking, but I definitely went to your Twitter and saw this pinned tweet, and I ended up being so sucked into the message that your pastor was preaching, and really just the advice that he had for the church. And he was basically talking about how, like, you know, the church was so brutal whenever he went on The Bachelor. And I experienced that whenever I was on Dancing with the Stars, and just stepping into that reality TV world and what the church response was to it. And he was just kind of talking about,
listen, like, that's what the world sees the church as, and that's a real problem. And just think about that for a second. And to me, like, it was such great advice to me, and just how can I now, being in the spotlight, being the limelight, kind of shape the culture and, like, kind of help speak into what it looks like for people going reality TV, and not just being like, this is what it looks like, but this is how we can help, this is how we can pray, this is what we can encourage. So anyways, I say that to say, I received a lot of advice from your pastor in that video, and I was just wondering if there was anything somebody said to you in the process of wanting to go in The Bachelor or thinking about doing this reality TV show that has really stuck with you or stuck with you through the process of that.
Yeah, you bring up such a good point. And it's also really nice to hear you say that you've been through it also, not because I want you to suffer the pain and the feeling of criticism, but to know that mm-hmm. there is community out there, that I wasn't the one lost, you know, Christian mm-hmm. that felt the burden of the church or the burdens yeah. of believers saying, hey, this is wrong, because yeah. it hurts. And it's really hard, especially at a young age. When I started this mm-hmm. whole experience, I was 24 years old. It was hard for me to process, you know, what was right and wrong. I was just yeah. trying to figure out life in general, you know, in my own world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what I think Denny Wilson at Warsaw Community Church in Warsaw, Indiana was saying there was something that really spoke to me and gave me encouragement, because he was in a place of leadership in my life and in the lives of a lot of others. And he stood up on stage and he preached a message of hope and love and light, preaching a message of perception. Mm-hmm. And for me, as I'm going through this journey, I needed it. And then I, you know, what I did was I took a step back and I thought, everybody needs this message. Yeah, all of us have our spheres of influence. Yeah. All of us are living a life of leadership at some level, mm-hmm. either for the good or the bad. And all of us need to hear the message of what kind of perception are we bringing off? Are we bringing off one that, hey, we're too good for everything else? Mm-hmm. We're above everything else. We can't associate or commune with anybody of a lesser ethical standard or moral mm-hmm. standard? Or are we saying, no, we're going to be like Jesus, and we're going to get down in the grit, so in the good. Weeds. We're going to be within the light and the darkness. And for me, I walked out of that mm-hmm. sermon. That was one that, you know, was kind of like, how often is it where your preacher actually kind of preaches to you preaches to you?
Yeah.
yeah. And I walked out of that, and I just remember this feeling of hope, and also mm-hmm. this feeling of conviction, even in my own life, on what am I judging people for? Yeah, like, what am I perceiving and assuming their lives are bringing about that I'm saying, no, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's allowing me to see people's stories a little clearer.
Yeah.
And for me, that's a good thing.
That's so good. That's awesome. I think that a lot of people need to hear one of the things you said specifically. I think you said that we all have influence. Like, that message was for everybody. It wasn't just for the people who have been on some crazy reality TV show. It's for everybody. And you, especially with Instagram, with social media, you know, people, a lot of times we can dog it. And yeah, there are certainly some negative side effects to social media. Don't get me wrong. But there are so many beautiful ways that we can be using it. And there's also a way for every single person to have influence. Whether you have 10 followers or you have 100 followers or 100,000 followers, you have people that are following your life and learning from your lifestyle. And so I just want to say that to everybody listening, that, you know, you may be listening to this and being like, oh yeah, y'all were both have this major sphere of influence, but you do too. You know, my friends and I joke, we're like, it's funny with Instagram, like, everybody's a model, everybody's a blogger, everybody's a writer, and we kind of joke about it, but it's actually a beautiful thing that we have in this generation, in this time, that we all get to do something really cool and really special, because we get to create whatever that's going to be for our page that we want to put out into the world. And so I love that you said that. And then I also want to hit on one more thing, because I think this is so cool and I want to hear your heart behind it. And I would love for everybody to get a chance to hear your heart behind it. But this generous coffee thing, what is that all uh-huh. about?
Yeah, it's such an interesting whirlwind of life for me right now. So for years, I was a software salesman in Genesee, Colorado. And then The Bachelor happened, and then, you know, everything following The Bachelor. And nice. I got off the show, and there's this weird thing with The Bachelor. And I'm going to condense this story as best as I can, because I know your listeners only want to hear your voice, but I'm going to condense possible.
Tell it. We want to hear it.
I went on the show, and this Bachelor thing's crazy, because at first it's this euphoric feeling of fame attention, and The Bachelor's crazy because it's literally everybody giving attention to one person, the lead. Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready to go on the plane to fly out to LA, and I was calling my family and calling my friends and saying goodbye before the show started. And one of my buddies who runs an organization called Humanity and Hope United, Riley Fuller, I was on the phone with him, and he's like, all right, how you doing? I'm like, I'm not doing good, man. I'm struggling. I'm starting to feel really selfish. I'm starting to feel like this isn't going to do anything for me. I'm starting to like carry a bunch of weight with what's about to come. And he goes, okay, so how do we fix it? What can we do? What can I pray for? And I was like, all right, well, I don't know. And he's like, what if, Ben, you've prayed the whole time, and he knew this, that, you know, God closed any door that's supposed to be closed to make it clear that I shouldn't do this because I'm not smart enough and to do this, like to make the right decision on my own. Mm-hmm. So I've been closing this. He's like, God has opened up every door for you. So obviously this is supposed to be, right? I mean, you would trust that and have faith in that. And he goes, what if you pushed all the attention onto something bigger and better, something bigger than yourself? What if the whole time in mind, yes, you're pursuing a love story, but you're also having the direction and the intention of pushing this to something bigger, something greater? And I was like, all right, sounds good. Let's try it. So I get on the plane, I fly out to LA. We do this whole thing. Obviously it led, you know, the story then completes itself on television. I get off the show and I'm in Honduras about 4 or 5 months later with Riley, and we're traveling around and we're looking at all the communities that you know, Humanity and Hope United has helped out. And we're with a group of people, and one of the guys asks us a question, and I'm on the board of Humanity and Hope United. My job on the board is fundraising, and so I'm down there, and he's like, okay, guys, what if all your fundraising runs out? What are you going to do? How are you going to leave these people? And we're like, we'll ask for more money from more people, right? And he's like, no. What I'm saying is, what if that avenue shuts down? What if something happens that just doesn't allow you to gain any type of fundraising from any individual donors? And we're like, we have no answer to this. But yet we're a, you know, mature organization that believes in sustainable change. And if we believe in sustainable change, we also got to believe in sustainable fundraising. And so we came back the United States, and we started to think over what could we do. Could we partner with a corporation or to fund us or what? And we came up with the idea of starting a for-profit business that donated all profits to nonprofits and social causes to support their efforts in whatever avenue or arena they're operating in. So Generous Coffee Company was born with the idea that we could sell products with stories behind them, starting with coffee because it's what we knew best. Mm-hmm. We could sell that coffee online to eliminate our overhead. We're going to open up a few coffee shops here this year. That's awesome. Based on some really cool opportunities we've had.
Wow.
But we could sell this, then donate to support and fundraise for the organization. So now, say this is my full-time job. I wake up every morning and I operate Generous Coffee Company. I sit down at my desk, and it is my sole responsibility to kind of help manage this. But we have some great employees now that are really making this thing move and groove. And I'm just kind of along for the ride to get to see the action. But yeah,
so cool.
Generous Coffee exists to sell coffee, t-shirts, whatever products have story behind them, to then make the world a better place. Make sure you go to generouscoffee.com to check out anything coffee related that you want to check out.
Wow. Okay. Come on. I feel like everybody in their car right now, don't clap and drive, but clap, because that was... That's so cool, Ben. Like, that's super encouraging for me to hear. You know, I feel like I got very similar advice, actually, from what the man said to you, like, during the time that you were on the show, whenever I was like, I remember being in Dancing with the Stars and thinking, like, this isn't reality. Like, this is not real life. Like, as far as, like, the way people are looking, the way people are treating you. And it gets to that point where you do start to feel like, I got to do something else, like, way, like, bigger than this, than myself and than this. And I actually ended up going to Moldova the month after Dancing with the Stars. And it sparked a lot of passion in me for a lot of things I'm doing now. And so I think it's really cool that you went to Honduras. I went to Moldova. We go to these places, and you just kind of see the world for way bigger than your own little circle. Mm-hmm. And you begin to dive into that and get passionate about what that worldview looks like. And so the fact that you've decided to take this, not just for North America, but really have a more world point of view on how can I make the world a better place, is so encouraging for me to hear. And I think that everybody can jump onto that, to that passion, that vision. And so I want to encourage everybody to look at Generous Coffee. Look at what Ben's doing. I think it's so awesome. I would love to support in any way I can, whether that's word of mouth, telling people on the street, or telling people on the podcast. And so, Ben, thank you so much for sharing all your good advice. Thank you for sharing your heart and being real. I know people love getting to know you and probably are super inspired after this. So you're awesome. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Oh, this is awesome. I mean, what a cool podcast. What a cool setup. And thanks for the questions. And you said it best. You know, I think if anything from anything I've learned is that everybody has their sphere of influence and everybody's a leader in their own arena. And so for me, it's just cool to get to see everybody else pursue their dreams and I get to pursue mine and talk to cool people like you. So thanks a lot.
So good. Thanks, Ben.
Hey, thank y'all.
All right, y'all, you know what time it is. Time to call mama. So we're going to call mama with our best piece of advice and our worst piece of advice. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey there, girl.
Hey, mama. How's it going?
It's good. What you doing?
Actually, just got done talking to Ben Higgins.
Awesome.
Do you know who Ben Higgins is?
Yes.
The Bachelor.
Preacher of Passion, right?
That mom.
Oh, shoot. It was Ben Higgins.
He was in The Bachelor.
Oh, no, I thought that was the other Preacher of Passion.
That's no, that's teacher. Ben Stewart. Oh.
Oh, whoops.
Oh,
okay,
hey.
Ben Higgins.
I'm glad that you know, your mind's
I'm
at church.
I'm glad this is a podcast, not live. If it were live, I wouldn't have said it because I wasn't so sure. But
oh, you know this is going on the podcast.
This no, is, it's not.
Mom, yeah, it's going on the podcast. What? Bachelor Nation is going to be in an uproar.
I don't watch The Bachelor.
Mom, he is one of the most known Bachelor people, like,
really?
Literally ever. Yes, like,
Oh, my gosh.
And he's also a Christian, Mom.
Aw.
Where
okay.
have you been?
Well, I'm going to get to know him on your podcast.
Yeah, you will. He's okay. really great. Okay.
Good.
So, are you ready for the world that's good, world that's bad?
Let's do it.
All right. I personally love this one. I think it's so hilarious. Okay.
Okay.
If you're stressed about school, just quit. Join the circus.
Whoa, that is really bad. That is really bad advice.
I will attest to that you really do keep your word with that, well, that was bad, because I literally begged mom to get my GED like so many times. I was like, Mom, just let me quit. Just let me drop out. I can't do this. And you never
That's right, because there is something to finishing. You've heard the speech a lot of times.
I've heard the speech literally 1,000 times.
There's something really important about finishing. I get that there are things in school that you're never going to use. You're never going to, like, remember that chemistry or whatever. But is there important lessons that you're learning in that you can do hard things, that you can learn things that you didn't think you could, that you can finish a project even whenever you don't like it and you don't care about it. And those are all important life lessons that you need as an adult. And finishing school is one of those things that helps you to learn all those lessons. So
that's true.
Don't quit. Keep going.
All right,
even
all of you
stressed.
School goers, don't quit. Y'all got this.
That's right.
Okay, now I'm going to take a detour. Here we go. Like, I'm throwing one on you. So Ben was talking about how something that was really good advice for him was actually something that he felt the Holy Spirit say during a prayer time that he was praying. And the Lord said, basically challenged him with the thought, is your life, like, worthy of being in the Bible? Like, would your life story be worthy of being, like, a Bible story? Does it, like, reflect my glory, all these things? And so for you, I would love to ask you off the top of your head, who's somebody from the Bible or a Bible story that, like, you've personally received advice from that, like, you go to a lot, or you've been like, man, that person I relate to so much?
Mm-hmm. That's actually kind of an easy one for me, because I talk about this sometimes whenever I speak, because Moses, which is weird, I guess, that Moses is the one that I connect with, but it's because when I was little, I actually had a speech impediment. And whenever Duck Dynasty happened and everything, like, I think I don't see myself as, like, a speaker and all this, but I felt like God called me to this and he put me in this position. So I had to just like say yes, mm-hmm. even when it was scary and maybe nervous and all that. So that whole point where that whole moment, like by the burning bush, whenever yeah. God's saying to Moses, like, I'm sending you, and Moses is like, no, not me. Like, why me? Like, yeah. I don't have the words. And God's like, I'm going to give you the words. And Moses is like, yeah, but I can't speak. I have a speech problem. Like, I'm not good at this. And God's like, I will help you. I'm with you. I will be there for yeah. you. And he's like, and he just says, go, you know. And so eventually, and he's like, I'll send a friend. So I was like, God sends friends for me too. Like, he sends Sadie with me, or those who he sends Aaron with Moses to help him. But he's like, no, you're not off the hook. You still yeah. have to go. You're not off the hook. You still have to go. And so I always really related to Moses in that moment, and feel like every time I get asked to speak or do things that make me nervous, or I feel like I'm not particularly like good at or whatever, that God's like, nope, I still need you to go. Yeah. I need you.
That's so good. Wait, tell them about the dream though. This is like the coolest thing ever mm-hmm. to me.
Okay, this is weird. So I had a lisp as a child, and I went when I was like in third grade to try to like to speech therapy, and it didn't fix it. And I just like, I kind of like, it was weird. I kind of like didn't care that I had a lisp.
That's actually not weird. That's so your personality.
Yeah, I was so laid back. So I didn't really care. Well, then when I got to high school, at 15 years old, I had a dream that I was on The Tonight Show, and I had a lisp, and I didn't like it. I was upset that I had a lisp, and I was on The Tonight Show. And I woke up the next morning, and I was like, okay, I need to fix this lisp. I'm going to go to speech therapy. And I drove myself to therapy, and I got rid of the lisp for like a year of like really hard work to get rid of it. And the crazy thing is, after the diagnosis happened, I actually was on The Tonight Show.
Crazy.
Which was insane, because at 15 years old, living in Western North Louisiana, there was no like indication that I was necessarily going to be on The Tonight Show. I didn't really have any particular talents or gifts that was going to make me be on The Tonight Show.
But, okay, she says that, but she totally thought she was going to be a supermodel. Don't you lie? She was in the modeling game hardcore. She was like, she was like, I might be on The Tonight Show. Being a supermodel. And I'm going to be a supermodel on The Tonight Show and have a lisp.
That's kind of true. I was really tall and really skinny. And so my mom was like, oh, you could be a model. So I did do a little modeling here at Pecanland Mall. And I did do some modeling. And at the time, like, supermodels were kind of, you know, really famous. And, well, I mean, they still are now. But I think it was just like the beginning of that. And I did see one of the supermodels that I loved on The Tonight Show. And that's perhaps awesome. That spurred on the dream. I don't know. Or perhaps God was preparing me for something that I did not have any idea. I think that that's probably the case, that God was preparing me even back then.
I think that's awesome. That is just the coolest story ever. And I love how like you related that to Moses and his life. I think that there's somebody in the Bible that everybody can relate to in some sense. And you might could even relate to Moses in a million different ways than my mom can. But it's cool to seek advice from people like that, because they were not perfect. Most of the Bible characters had many, many, many problems. But you see how God was perfect throughout the whole thing. And he always provided, just like he didn't give Moses necessarily everything that Moses needed. He didn't change his voice. He didn't do anything like that. But he prepared the way, and he brought forth provision every single step of the journey. And that's what he's done for my mom. That's what he's done for me. That's what he does for all of his children. So great advice, Mom.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good advice.
Well, love you, girl.
Love you.
Talk
bye, baby.
Soon. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. We got a lot of good nuggets today. Don't forget to follow me on all the social media platforms I'm on. Instagram, I'm at LegitSadieRob. Twitter, SadieRob. And follow our Live Original Instagram. Also, I'm Sadie Robertson on Facebook. Head over to liveoriginal.com and subscribe to this podcast. And while you're there, you can see the tour dates that I'm coming to a city near you. Don't forget, please leave comments in the iTunes section and leave reviews. This podcast is produced by Steve Strout and Peter Hartzell, so a huge shout out to them, and a thank you to my LO team. You guys are the best. We love y'all, and we appreciate you listening. I'll see y'all soon.